This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 9:35. Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Debbie Monterey along with Tom Ackerman. And each fall, the United Way of Greater St. Louis runs its annual community campaign to raise support for its safety net partners and other programs and initiatives it supports across our region. Thousands of individuals make a gift to the United Way during this campaign. Plus, more than 1,100 local companies run a workplace campaign. Joining us in studio is the United Way St. Louis President and CEO, Michelle Tucker. Welcome.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, this is an important time of year because it's a very stressful time of year for a lot of people because there's a lot of joy, there's a lot of celebration, there's a lot of financial worry for how people are going to make it work. I'm not even sure where to start, but how overall, you know, the United Way obviously operates year-round, but overall, how important are the holidays this time of year for both raising money and helping the people who need help from the United Way?
Well, the holidays are so important as far as, you know, helping people and how we embrace people. And I think that people across the community tend to think about neighbors in a different way during the holiday season. Unfortunately, needs across our region are consistent, so they happen throughout the year, not just during the holiday season. United Way has been around as a part of the fabric of the community. What we do is we fundraise and we provide stable funding to over 160 nonprofit organizations that we call the safety net of the community. And that means that we're helping by providing consistent funding and training to those agencies so that they stay strong and resilient throughout the year.
A lot of people in need. What are the biggest needs right now, Michelle?
Well, like I said, unfortunately, 40% of the families in our region can't afford to meet their basic needs on a monthly basis. And so we have to think about those needs and needs that include things like food, shelter, transportation, and then longer term needs like job training and education. So those are some of the primary needs we're seeing.
I know sometimes people might be reticent to ask for help, or maybe they don't know where to go for help. Do we have those resources available at people's fingertips? I know we have a number people can call, but are people utilizing that? Do enough people know that that's a way to go?
Well, people do utilize, and you're referencing the 211 hotline. It's a 24/7 helpline that people can just pick up the phone and call. They can also chat with my team. So we receive over 200,000 phone calls on an annual basis. So people are using it, but I will tell you that the demand still outpaces what we're able to respond to. But if anyone is in need, I'd say call 211, or they can reach out directly to any of our agencies that are a part of that safety net network.
Michelle, you've been very good at explaining to people also where the money goes, because I think sometimes people might think, well, I don't really have enough to make a difference. I don't have enough to really make a dent. That's not true, is it? You can donate a small amount and you can tell them where that goes.
You're absolutely right. And so I like to say this, every dollar matters. And so there is no donation that is too small. And honestly, there's none that's too large either. But I will tell you that when you combine the dollars in the way that the United Way model works, so we host the one campaign across the entire region. So you're talking about thousands of people and hundreds of companies coming together at one time and pouring into a central campaign. And that packs a really big punch across the community.
What's the involvement with the United Way and the 100 neediest cases?
So United Way has been hosting 100 neediest cases for, gosh, about 100 years now. And so we started off as a small group of people who wanted to help families, and it was at a festival. And so right now that initiative has grown leaps and bounds, and we help actually over 4,000 families on an annual basis through the 100 Neediest program. We spotlight 100, and that's where the name still comes into play.
What about volunteers? Do you need volunteers to help?
Volunteers are so important to the equation, and I like to say people power matters. So people power matters. Coupling your hands-on work with those dollars, it really goes far. And many of the organizations that we support don't have the manpower to consistently execute these programs, right? So it really helps when we have volunteers step forward and give a hand. And if people want to learn more about our volunteerism, we have the Volunteer Center for the Region. It's at stlvolunteer.org.
We do have so many nonprofits in the St. Louis region doing good work. As you mentioned, more than 160 of those are part of the United Way. What does that mean, actually, if a nonprofit is part of the United Way as opposed to not?
Well, we actually curate the network. And so there is an RFP process, and we make certain the agencies that are part of the network are aligned pretty completely to the priorities that the community has helped us to set. And so that network is in place for 3 years, and we fund consistently month over month so that we continue to strengthen them. So a lot that goes with that is we provide a lot of due diligence around the performance of the agency. So we are constantly looking at how they are performing and if they are meeting the needs of the community. And there's a community panel that's involved. That's a really unique part about the United Way model. The community panel helps us to select the agencies, and they help us to select the award amounts that the agencies get. One last thing about the agency network: we have small, medium, and large agencies. And some of those small and medium agencies you've never heard of before. So if they weren't a part of that United Way network, they would not be able to respond to the community the way that they do.
What if you're a company listening to this right now and you're thinking, you know, we could do a holiday drive or a holiday campaign in our workplace for the United Way? How do you make that happen?
I would love to hear that there are companies out there that are interested in joining our efforts, because like I said, it is a central effort. We want the entire community pouring into this. And so companies can reach out to helpingpeople.org, and there's a way that they can click and submit that they're interested. Or they can, let us know that they would like to stand up a campaign pretty quickly. We have a way to accelerate that. Very interested in new companies. We actually have an all-out effort to recruit new companies. So thanks for asking that question.
Yeah, of course.
I know our tax expert, Jill Schlesinger, always says, you know, end of the year, get those end of year donations in.
Very important. Yes.
For people who don't know where to give, they could just give it to the United Way, and it could go to a number of organizations.
Absolutely. And that's another part of the beauty of the United Way model. These are varied issues that we support. It's not just a campaign, it's a movement. So think about this. These are wraparound supports we are providing. If someone comes to us and they're in need of assistance, it's not typically one need, right? So if they are coming to us and they need food, then we can definitely meet that need. But we want to ask more questions, like, is the person unemployed or underemployed? So we want to understand the full slate of needs so that we can see if there are resources that are available.
Easiest way to find them is helpingpeople.org. They are the United Way right here in St. Louis. Their president and CEO is Michelle Tucker. Thank you for being with us on KMOX.
Thank you for having me.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.